All right, hanging out here talking with Chevy Beaulieu. How's everything going, Chev?
Good, man. Good. The sun just started finally peeking out here in Airdrie, which is nice. It was overcast all day.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's nice and sunny here, which is always a nice thing. Just hoping the temperature wants to spring into springtime, I guess.
Hopefully, unless we get one more big snow dump.
Oh, well, living in around that Calgary area, I think you guys get some weird weather even in the summertime. So I'm sure you may get a few more snow dumps.
Yeah, even right now, it could be like it's like plus 8 outside right now, but we could have like a foot of snow tomorrow if the weather permitted.
So we're getting ready to play your new song there called If We Want To. But first, let's let listeners get the chance to get to know you. They may not be as familiar with you as some other ones, like, say, High Valley, who's from and around the High Level area. You're originally from Steen River, just north of High Level. I mean, what was that like growing up all the way up north there? Because I'm somebody who grew up in Brampton, Ontario, so a city. So what's it like living like really kind of up there?
You get really reliant on your family members. You get a lot closer living in those kind of settings. I had a lot of dogs growing up too, so that I was never really alone. I got three older siblings and two younger siblings, so they're all living up north. But living in Steen, the great experience. Sucked that those fires there a few years ago went through there and just took everything out. But I know I wouldn't trade anything up for a different way of being raised. I was born in the Hay River Northwest Territories, which is just north of there. Did school over there. And that's where my mom's family's from as well. My father, he was born in Fort Vermilion, just east High Level there.
Nice.
Yeah, we all say we're from Steen, but a lot of music, a lot of listening to music. Back then we had cassettes, right, in the 90s. So.
Yeah, I remember some of that, yeah.
Yeah, I was born in 94 and then living out there with no... We didn't really have running water. We had electricity because my dad worked for the government at the time. Or not the government. I forget what company it's called that runs that highways base up there.
Okay.
But he's a grader operator. He's been up there he's worked up in the mines. And he's in Hay River now, though. He lives there.
Awesome. And I mean, yeah, you do come from a musical family. Reading that your dad is like a three-time Canadian fiddle champion. Did you play the fiddle at all? Or
I tried. It was too... It's a difficult instrument to learn. I was just at Myers Music in Edmonton there, and he was saying if he didn't start playing at like 10 years old, he probably would have never picked it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My dad used to play against guys like Elfie Myers, Calvin Volrath, and all the old fiddlers from... There's not very many of them around anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's why you usually see like a select handful of people playing the fiddle for like everybody in areas. It's not an instrument like the guitar necessarily where a lot of people have picked it up and learned it.
Yeah, I've been seeing it on socials lately. There's a few younger generation people that are now... picking up violin and fiddle music, which is nice to see. I wish I practiced a little bit more, but songwriting and singing was for me.
Nice. So what was that like then going from living in Steen River and up north there to where you are now in Airdrie? Was there any kind of bit of culture shock at all from that? Or
I learned how to deal with people a lot better. It's a small town. They have I don't like to say closed-minded, but it's more like everyone's set in their ways. It's been that way for a long time. And then coming down here, there's so much variety, different types of people, different religions, cultures, everything. Everybody's just spread out across this area. And it's nice. It's interesting. It's refreshing to meet new people.
Nice. And since I believe maybe it was around the time I first actually met you in person, you got signed to 604 Records. Well, this is your first release under 604 Records, but it's definitely really helped you get your name out there better. What's that experience been like going from like a true independent on your own to now having a smaller label there that has your back?
It's a lot easier with a good team. I remember, asking all the artists doing their own thing and figuring all the song registries and how to get on a radio and finding the right producer and all that. And I had to teach myself most of that stuff. It's nice to have a lot of friends in the industry, but they're always so busy with their own things. And like I said, if you have a good team backing you, which I do now, it teaches you, pushes you, and you learn a lot more.
Nice. And I'm guessing you end up with a lot of trips to Vancouver, because that's where 604 is based. Is that much different than from Airdrie to Vancouver?
Oh, it's a beautiful area. lots of people there. They're pretty congested over there in that city. Like, I thought there was a lot of people here in Calgary when I moved here, or Airdrie. I was in Calgary initially.
Oh, okay.
But then I moved out because it's quieter out at Airdrie. Just not by much, but it is. But Vancouver, that's a big culture shock, going to see that, the big bridge going across there. And yeah, you're not used to that. It's like, that's the one shock. But meeting new people, everybody has a different view on life. And I like meeting new people. I'm getting used to it now, doing these interviews. Before, I was super nervous and overthinking all the time. And it's getting a lot easier.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, the new song we're getting ready to play is called If We Want To. This is one that you didn't write. So how'd this one come to you, and what made you really want to release this and then obviously have this be the first radio release on 604 Records there, your new label?
Well, it spoke out to me. I had a handful of pitches. I had my producer. He was asking around for songs for me. This one popped up. I picked 5 songs out of it. I got 12 songs on the go, and I said to myself I was going to do 50-50, either co-written or co-written by me or pitched. So I'm pretty close to 50-50 for those songs. This new song, though, I just really like what it's the vibe of it. You can do whatever you want to. It's really rocking, straightforward, straight time, toe tap and tune. And that was just the vibe I was going for. The way we picked it, we sent it out to see what people thought, and apparently this is the perfect pick.
As far as this one goes, I think this is a great song to really introduce you to people, because, you know, when you get to hanging around you in a very, especially in a social setting, you're very outgoing, very high energy. So I think this one is a great fit to at least introduce you before, I'm sure, some more of your favorite ones trickle out towards us.
I'm Chevy. Feed me whiskey. You'll have a great time. But yeah, anyways, yeah, it's a lot of learning. I'm happy this song turned out as good as it did. And Bart McKay put a lot of work into this. He's my producer. He does a lot of work with Brett Kissel. I was really happy to have him in my corner. Let's just going back to having a good team. He's one of the best in the biz, and I really appreciate the hard work that he puts into my music with me.
Oh yeah, he's a guy, when you see his name is on a track, you know it is produced proper. Like, you know it's going to be top quality stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I call him the mad scientist because that guy can make anybody sound good.
Well, we are in a few months into 2025, but what does the rest of the year look like for you? Obviously, this being the first release, I'm assuming we're going to expect some more music from you throughout the year. Is there an album, an EP, any big dates or anything that you are allowed to announce? A lot of people go, oh, I got all this stuff, but I can't announce it. So what all do you have going that you can let us know about at this time?
I got a couple shows in Van next weekend. What else? I'm going to be shooting another music video here pretty soon for a song that I wrote. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really just looking forward to pushing this new song that I just released, and getting everybody to know my name. Because I've been putting music out for a while now. I got about 6 singles out now. It'd be nice to just people have to put a face to the name.
Well, that's great to hear. And again, I've heard some of your past music. It's really good. This is If We Want To is an amazing song, as people are about to hear it. So I cannot wait to hear what you are going to put out in the future there as well. Thanks for taking the time to hang out today, Chevy.
Yeah, thank you.